Younger voters and voting rights advocates are raising concerns about new state laws. These laws ban using student IDs to check in at polling places, and those bans have sparked lawsuits in some Republican-led states, NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports.
2 years ago, Leah Seimer cast a ballot near Dartmouth College.
You use your student ID to vote in 2024?
Yes.
In New Hampshire?
Yes.
No problem?
No problem. I tend to not carry my driver's license on my person when I'm walking around campus. Most students just carry their student IDs to get into buildings.
But to get into a polling place this year, Seimer will need a state ID, U.S. passport, or another accepted identification. That's because New Hampshire is the latest Republican-led state to ban registered voters from using a student ID to confirm their identity at the polls. Indiana's ban started last year, and another in Florida is set to begin next year.
Student IDs have been a source of attempts at controlling who votes on the part of legislators who want to manipulate the process.
Michelle Cantor-Cohen is policy director at Fair Election Center, a voting rights group.
What this really is a power grab of legislators saying that they don't want students to vote.
The last thing I want to do is to keep people from voting.
Indiana State Senator Blake Dorio is one of the Republican lawmakers behind these new bans on student IDs. Dorio spoke last year at a hearing.
The first thing I want to do is to keep people from voting who shouldn't be voting, who did not have the proper ID.
Similar arguments for student ID bans have been made in New Hampshire. Here's Republican State Representative Donald McFarland speaking at a hearing last year.
This bill is not about restricting access to the ballot box. It is about ensuring confidence in the process.
There is no evidence of widespread voter fraud involving student IDs. That lack of proof led a federal judge to conclude that Indiana's ban, quote, looks more like a solution in search of a problem and is likely unconstitutional for burdening the voting rights of eligible students. Indiana Republicans are appealing that ruling, which is paused for now. New Hampshire's ban also faces a new lawsuit with similar claims. And while legal fights over student ID bans continue,
it's about really making sure that as many people know this as possible, as early as possible.
Voting rights advocates like Kristen Rodriguez of Vote Riders are trying to help eligible students get a hold of the documents they may need to apply for a state ID they can use to vote.
It takes a lot of time to get those documents. And some states, a birth certificate takes 6 to 8 months to come. And it's usually a series of unfortunate events that lead someone to be without the documents that they need. And it can be as simple as things getting lost in the mail.
Back in New Hampshire, Leah Seimer helps lead Dartmouth Civics Association, a student group that's trying to spread the word about the state's new student ID ban. It's a change that also affects some high schoolers in New Hampshire.
You could also have used a high school student ID to vote in the past. And so it's just taking away an avenue for participation in our democracy.
College is a very formative time for young minds and the civic traditions that you pick up.
Will Nelson is another Dartmouth student. Nelson says generations of students in New Hampshire have been inspired to vote because the state has been a key presidential campaign stop. Now Nelson says he's concerned the student ID ban could have long-lasting effects.
We're just sad to see that some of our policymakers have decided to make it a little bit more difficult for us to participate in that storied tradition.
Student voters in New Hampshire have less than 3 weeks left to sort out their IDs before their next chance to participate at the polls. The state's primary is in September. Hansi Luong, NPR News.